Yeah. Then we had before, gidloy bitfus. Let's say you put a mold around the esrog and it was very small. You put, let's say, a triangle shape around the esrog. For your soul came in very acheris, and now it looks like some other type of a creature, a little different fruit, is a triangle shape, or it looks like a pear, or it looks like an apple. As you put a mold of an apple around the esrog, and now the esrog looks like an apple. That's the way it grew into the mold. Is possible? It's possible. It's no good. That's not called creates other. Oh my Rova, so Rova said like this: Lo ishonuela kimin ber yacheres. It has to look like an apple. It has to look like a different fruit. You can tell clearly it doesn't look like an esrog anymore. Avo kibriyase kosher. But if it still looks like an esrog, then it's kosher. Even though you change the shape a little bit, still it's kosher. So the Gemara Pshita, of course, like, what are you telling me, Rova? Kimin ber yacheres tanan. That we said it's postle, but looks like another creature. Like something else it has to look like. But if it still looks like an esrog, even though you changed it a little bit, pshitu, it's kosher. So what are you telling me, Rova? So Mar said, Latzricho diavida dafe dafe. Interesting. You made a mold that made it look like boards. Trashi kimin kiroshim. Kiroshim. You made it look like a board, like made by the Mishkan, the kiroshim. Kimin galgal. Asher rechayim. Shomayim. Rova ashmina dunami briyasai. The Kiddush is, that's also called the briya, the way an esrog could look. Interesting. I don't know exactly what it means. But the esrog also sometimes could look like dafe dafe. It could also look like boards. So therefore, if you made it look like a long board, still it's kosher. I'm not sure exactly how a carriage looked. Like, look like our boards. An esrog does look like our boards. What? Okay. Maybe I'll now get to dafe dafe. Means this. Crush, come in, goggle. Maybe. I mean, crush means like, right. I had a lot of boards to it. It looks like a goggle, like a wheel. Hesherachaim looks like the wheel of Rechaim Shemaim. When you grind something, you have a grinder that the water turns around the grinder, so it looks round. So you have all around boards coming out all around. So back there, Esther could also look like that. That's the Chiddush. Even though you change the shape a little bit, but since it still has some shaykhs, looks something like an Esther, still it's kosher. Right. Itmar Esrig Shenakvuhu Akvorim. What happened if a mice came and took a bite out of the esrog? Took a bite. His esrog shenakvu akvorim. Is Omar Rav ain't the hoder. Rav says it's possible, it's not called hoder. It's no good. So the Gemara ain't, it's not like that. Voha Rav Chanina matvul bo v'nofek bo. Rav Chanina took a bite out of his esrog. Matvul bo, like Rashi's a loshin, like when you're eating, you dip it into other food. Matvul usually means dipping in. So when you're eating, you dip your food into something and eat it. So the kitzah means here, he took a bite out of his esrog. For nofak bo, and still he used it, the elder was kosher le mitzvah. So what do you tell me now if the akvor of the mice takes a bite out of the esrog as possible? I, Reb Chanina, took a bite out of his esrog, and he was yoitza. Rashi, Reb Chanina, matvah bo, oichom mitzos, he ate a little bit. For nofak, Rashi, yoitza, yedechev osoy. For noisa, the leftover of it. The leftover part of the esrog, yes, he took his bite out of it, he still held it was mutter, so we'll soon see. O mevorachalav, he even made a broker on it. Rashi v'od and nokat matzvah. What is he lashon? He dipped in. Shekol ma'achol ma'idei tibul. For you, they used to eat always by dipping in. To the yom of v'sochim, hashamish matzvah b'vnei mayin. He dips in food and eats it. The Yitzchok matzvah b'yirok. He dipped in the vegetable. So kids, it is a stira. How can you say it's possible if you have a bite out of it? I, Reb Chanina, took a bite out of his esrog and used it. And the Gemara, for the Gemara, Reb Chanina kashu masnitzin. I come to Reb Chanina's kashu the Mishnah. But Rashi, everybody should ask the kasha. Pachinim, the chalina kasha masbisin. The ktoni chosa kol shu posel. Our Mishnah says if you have a hole in the yesrig and anything is missing, if it's chosar, the yesrig is posel. That's what we had before. If you have a hole of a needle goes into the yesrig and nothing is missing, it just gets pushed in, then it's kosher. Providing the hole doesn't go through and through from one side to the other side, then it's kosher. Mashenkin, if it's chosar, something is missing from the yesrig, even a mashu, then it's posel. That's what the game sometimes. Sometimes, like we said before, that we had before, the outer shell is missing, it's kosher. That's only mamash, the outer membrane. But you have to be careful. Sometimes you see a little indention inside the esrog, and it could be some part of the fruit, or the thickness of the peel is missing, then it's kosher. That's called chosav kosher. A little bit is missing of the esrog, of the shell itself, is kosher. So the kasher and chanina. How could he take an esrog? Then he took a bite out of it. No matter how small the bite is, but something is missing. So how was the yoitz of the mitzvah? How was the nofak bo? So the Gemara, bishloim amastisin lor chanin lakasha. The Mishnah alone I could answer. It's not such a big question on Reb Chanina. Can be Yomtiv Rishon, can be Yomtiv Sheni. There's a difference. Yomtiv Rishon takes midiraisa. Then we say you have to have priyetz hoder. It has to look nice. If it's missing a chosa kolshu, that's possible. Mashenken Yomtiv Sheni, which doesn't really mean our second day Yomtiv, because our second day lemaisin chutzlaritz we keep as a snake of the yomim, so it has the chumras of the first day. That you're not yoytze with this either the second day. But the Gemara means like an Eretz Yisrael. The second day Yomtiv Hasei Chol HaMoed. Or our first day Chol HaMoed. Then it's not midiraisa anymore. It's only midirabonin. So midirabonin yoytze even though it's chasa kosho. Even though some part of the essay is missing, it's not absurd the second day. Shrashi Mashaninan. Pishleima Mastitzel Chlin Lakasha Mastisin Biyomtiv Rishon. Shalaki Chosa Minatera. Obinan Leki Chotama. Kedestirchsev Lakachtem Leki Chotama. So Rashi explained, it's not a sword from Hodr. It's not a psul, doesn't look nice. It's a psul that you don't have shalim. Torah says, ulekachtem lochem. Ulekachtem means kach tomo. It has to be a complete lekicha. The whole thing has to be there. But that's only a psul the first day. The first day it has to be like ulekachtem lochem b'yena rishon. Mashenken, the second day you don't have to have lekicha tomo anymore. Even though part of the yesterday is missing, still it's kosher. The Mela wouldn't be a stira in the Chanin itself. Elo l'Rav Kasha. But according to Rav, it's Kasha. Rav says what? That if the Akbar came and took it, he says, Ein Zehodur. Now, Rashi, Elo l'Rav. To Yomer Ein Zehodur, Kasha. To the Chanin, to Afilu B'Sheni Nami l'Rav l'Nofik. To a mitzvah ha-dura binan. Hoyer l'maske shem shemayim alov. To the Yomer B'Resh Pirkin. Yovish posel. Loshna b'yomtev rishon. V'loshna b'yomtev sheni. Your kind of the bina hodor v'leka. That's the chiluk. That when there's a psul in the yesig of hodor, the pre has to look nice. That's not gave even the second day, the third day of Yom, the third day of Yontav also. Even though it's only mid rabbanon, but mid rabbanon the pre still has to look nice. But that we had before an esrog hayovish is posul, lulav hayovish is posul, all 7 days is posul. Even though the third day is only mid rabbanon, but the pshat is what has to be hodor. That's we said. That's the taich. That's like the explanation of this pre. What type of a pre do you have to have? Pre-eitz hodor. That's what it is. When it's not hodor, that's not the fruit anymore. So what do I care the second, third, fourth day? It's only midrabbonin. But midrabbonin, what do you have to take? You have to take a pre-eitz hodor. If it's not a pre-eitz hodor, it's posel to the third day also. So mail according to Rav it's shmer. Rav said here that if the akbar took a bite out of it, you know why it's no good? It's not called hodor. It doesn't look nice. So if it's a psula that doesn't look nice, so even the third and fourth day, it should also be posel. So that's the kasha and the chanina. So what if chanina say you could be yotze the second day with the yester you took a bite out of it? According to take a bite out of the yester, according to Rav, it doesn't look nice. It's not hodor. If it doesn't look nice, you should not be yotze even the second day. So that's the kasha and Rav. Rav and the chanina who are saying two different halachas. So Marin says no kasha. Posh the teretz. And the Gemara omelach Rav. Rav will answer shani akvarim demisa. What's the tushdel? An akvar, if a mice takes a bite out of the esrig, it's meis. It's disgusting. It's not nice. A mice takes a bite to throw it away. So that's not called hodr. That's not nice anymore. That's why the second day also you can't be yotze the mitzvah anymore. If an akvar took a bite out of the esrig. Mashenka, if the person himself took a bite out of the esrig, it doesn't look so meis. So that's not a psul in hodr. That's only a psul in lekicha tama. It's not called you took a complete esrig. Therefore, the first day, you need lokachtem lochem b'yom rishon. It has to be complete. If it's missing something, it's possible the first day. Mashenka, the second day already is kosher. Even though something is missing, so what? Or lokachtem lochem doesn't go on the second day. Only goes on the first day. Hodor goes on all 7 days. Because hodor, that's the taish. That's the type of a pri you need. So here, the teretz is, there's a difference. When the yachfa takes a bite out of it, it's disgusting. It's not nice. Not hodor anymore. That's why it's possible. But if the person himself takes a bite out of it, still it's kosher. So we said, missing is not a psul. The first day it's only psul. But the second day, even missing is kosher. Missing is only psul from the kachtem, the kichatoma. The kichatoma, that's only said on the first day, midiraisam. The second day, midirabona, you don't have to have the kichatoma. But the second day, you don't need this vzuna lochiz. The same way we said lochem. It has to belong to you only the first day. The second day, ready, you're allowed to borrow somebody else's esrin. Because the dinim only apply the first day, not the next 7 days. Just what's called the pre, what's called the fruit, the pre-eitz hodor, that you need all 7 days, otherwise not the mitzvah. So anything to get to hodor, that the pre has to look nice, that's called the fruit. If it's not the fruit, you're not in the kind of mitzvah. Mashenkin, the other halachas, the zaitik halachas of lochem, it has to belong to you, and the kichatama, you have to take the whole thing, that's only said on the first day. But after that, even chosra still is kosher. Ika the army songs like this. Omar Rav, zehoda. Rav says, no, even if a mouse takes a bite out of the yesod, you know, still it's kosher. Still called hoder. What's the raya? The Rabbi Chanina matzvo bo v'nofek bo. Because Rabbi Chanina himself took a bite out of his yesod, we're going to use it. So that's his raya. And it's like this Terence now, he's not mechal to say that a nakfor is mis, makes it look disgusting. No, it's the same thing. It's only missing something. And I see from Chanina that even though the yesod is missing something, still it's kosher. Rabbi Gemara ulur Rabbi Chanina kashrim asitnai et shred the Mishnah. The Mishnah says chosta kol shu is posel. Now the Gemara look kashrim as I said before can be yom tov rishon can be yom tov sheni. The first day of yom tov midi raisa the Torah says ulakachtem means kicha toma. You have to have a complete kicha. The whole esrog has to be. You're not missing anything. But yom tov sheni already you don't have to have these dinim. So therefore, even though something is missing, still it's kosher. And that's the halacha like that. Vayta. Esther, so then if you have any shalos among the Yisroigim that some part of the Esther is missing, like on the outer shell there's an indention there to something that's missing or not, so for the first day attack it's not kosher. But for the second day, the rest of the days, you could use it then. Then it's kosher. If it's missing, it's kosher the rest of the days of Yom Tov. So only the first day that you need lakicha tamo. Well, like we said, abizman is there here in Chutzlaritz, the second day also you have to have sholim. Because we do the second day of Yom Tov, the second day of Yom Tov, maybe it's really the first day of Yom Tov. So therefore all the chumras of the first day applies to the second day also. But Cholamoyed, you could be Eitz with an Esrig. If the Esrig falls on the floor and Cholamoyed gets a dent, still it's kosher. Right. Esrig cotton, you have a small Esrig. Omer Rafferim Bar Papa. Ki machlekes kan, kach machlekes viavonim ekuzolis. Say machlekes here. How small can an Esrig be? The size of a small nut or the size of an egg? That's the same machlekes you have by avonim ekuzolis. That taking stones on Shabbos, the question of you need it for a base akisi to wipe yourself with. So the question is, are the stones are muksa? Well, the tzarech, you're allowed to take it. The Tanya, we learn like this. The Tanya, b'Shabbos, gimol avonim mekuzolos mutar lahaknas lebeis hakisei. You're allowed to take with you, when you go into the beis hakisei, you're allowed to take three stones with you inside, even though it's muksa, but as kavod abriyos, you're allowed to take it to wipe yourself. The kamash yurin, how big can they be? Rabbi Meir, why mekeglet? They have to be the size of a nut. Rabbi Yudu, why mekebeitza? No, they can even be the size of an egg. Trashi. Mut lahachnis beveis hakisei, beteich dal damis. Talking about you're not carrying, beteich dal damis. O beveis hakisei besode, veinu mokum mechitzois. Vein kan ela tiltu de rabbonin. O mishim kovar abriyas lagozer. You're not carrying it more than dal damis. You're only carrying teich dal damis. There's only a question of muksa. Here's the tiltu like muksa, and it's only yosim de rabbonin, so mishim kovar abriyas lagozer. Since you need it to wipe yourself, it's mutter. So mekuzolos, horuyum likinuach, something royal you could use. Kiegois, kasava, the bahochi chazli kanuach. Abugdelele chazli, if it's bigger than a nut, he holds it too big already, you can't use it to wipe yourself. And the other one says, no, even the size of a beitza. So the same machlekes there, the same shoe apply here. So just telling you to remember the sizes, there's a machlekes in the same size. Vaitu, begoidul, how big could the esrig be also machlekes? Kadeshi yoichaz, bishtay yodayim. That was machlekes. So Yoisi said, no, you have to be able to hold two in one hand. And the Chum said, no, even if you need two hands to hold one, still it's kosher. Tanya, Amr Rabbi Yosi, my sub Rabbi Akiva, Shabol Leveis HaKnesset, he once came to Shul, V'yasroi Goyak Seifoi, and his esrog was so big that he couldn't even hold it in his two hands. He had to carry it like a watermelon on your shoulders, he had to carry it. It was too big to hold it in his hands. He had to carry it on his shoulders. You see how big, so it's a chur to write to Chachomim. That you don't have to have like a Rabasi Shita, you have to have two in one hand. No, it could be as big as a watermelon it could be. Of Rabbi Yehuda, Misham Raya, from there it's a Raya. Afeimor Muloy Enzai Hoder. The Tak answered back to him and told him, we hold you not your answer to the mitzvah, that's not called Hoder. It's too big, it's not nice. Shrashi Ak Seifim Rev Godloy. Enzai Hoder. The Alpha God, the kin of the time of Rabbi Yehuda. Lav Misham Hoder, Lechur Tastira. Akasha Rashi Eskim. Before we learned what was Rabbi Yehuda Shita, why he said the Esri can't be so big. You have to be able to hold it like two in one hand, because it's a Xerim of the Rabbanan. We're afraid sometimes you hold the lulav in your left hand and the esrog in your right hand, and you have to change it around. So if the esrog is going to be so big, we're afraid when you change it around, it'll fall on the floor. But it was only Xerim of the Rabbanan that you're not Yotzer. But midiraisa, it was kosher. And here we're saying now, no, if it's so big, it's not hodder, that's a psul midiraisa. So what's going on? So Rashi Tochi come alay. Afilu lidoch, tleichayshas lianfulei, umayisirayim, and Rabbi Kiva, and Araya. Tavim armaloy ain't zahodder. It's even according to your shita, that you're not afraid to fall down. But still, you should know, they answered back to him and saying it's no good. Then, according to me, the psul was because maybe you'll fall out of his hand. Fine. When you make the agat, tying the lulav, the three minim together, you have to use the min of the lulav, like we use. The leaves of the lulav you have to use. This is Rabbi Yehuda Shita. Rabbi Meir says, no, afilu b'meshicha. Some take out the gears of a chut. Same thing. Even a string. You don't have to use the leaves of the lulav. You could even use a string. As Rabbi Meir holds, you could use another min to tie around the three minim. Amr Rabbi Meir, brings a raya. Amr Rabbi Meir, Maisa b'Yanchi Yerushalayim, once happened to people in Yerushalayim, Shayo'idim es lulveihem, b'gemuniya shesol zohov. He used to tie around the lulav with strings of gold. So it's a raya to Rabbi Meir. You don't have to use the leaves of the lulav to tie it around with. You could even tie it around with gold if you want to. Amr Loi, they answered back, b'minoi ha'yo'idinoi say melamata. No, on the bottom of the lulav, we have to have the mitzvah agud, the taka use the lulav itself. They used the leaves and the lulav to tie it around. That they had red gold strings, that was only to make it look nice, they put on the top part of the lulav. Trashi, ein oivdin nes lulav, ela b'minoi, kafarsh b'sunin b'sunin g'mar why. Chutsha m'shicha ye string, gemnun yes chutsha, the string of gold. B'minoi ogdnoi sa mamata, l'shem mitzvah sagad, v'zel anoi b'yalma. That they have gold string on top, that was only to make it look nice. Sati g'mara, omar rova, afilu b'siv, that the Yehuda holds, you have to tie it around with the lulav, with the min of the lulav, doesn't only mean mamash the leaf of the lulav itself. Now afilu b'siv, even with Rashi shegodol sov v'dekol v'nichras svivoy kulul v'gafanim, something that grows right around the palm tree. In other words, it has to be a min of the palm tree. It doesn't have to be the same leaf of the lulav itself. Havi, it grows out of the palm tree. That's enough. So even on the bottom of the palm tree, there are sprouts coming up. You could use that also to tie around the lulav. And afilu biyikwa the dikla, even from the bark of the palm tree, also you could use. Trashi lachtech mimeno nitzorim, like cut pieces out of the bark. The kofa macharin lagdon. B'taim of Yehuda, lav mishum hodru. That's that if Yehuda says you have to use the leaves of a min lulav, not because it has to look nice. If it would have to look nice, then avadi can't use the bark. The bark doesn't look nice. So that's not the reason why Yehuda says you have to use the leaves of the lulav for the agad. To akimna the lav the loy boy hoder el mishum the boy mina. We'll soon see. It's only a svar of you though. You have to have the min of a palm tree here. So therefore, any part of the palm tree is kosher, but a different min is possible. Not because it doesn't look nice. Vayta, the Yom Rova says, my time with Rabbi Yehuda. What's the reason of Rabbi Yehuda that Rashi boy minoi kivun the Yom Lol of Tzorach Agid or hevelay af hoagid mina mitzvah. Because what's the reason why does the Yehuda say it has to be from the min of the lulav? The Teretz says, the Gemara says, Tisova lulav tzorachagit. The Yehuda Shittur is that the mitzvah midiraisa, we learn out the gzera shavu, lakachtem, the mitzvah is you have to tie it together. The three minim, the lulav, the hadassim, and the rovis, have to be tied together. That's part of the mitzvah. Now, v'maisa minachrina, if you can take another type of a string to tie it around with, hevi chamisha mina. The string that you tie around the lulav, that's part of the mitzvah lulav. So if you can tie it around with another type of material, it's like you have five minim here. You have the esrog, you have the adasim nerovis, and this new type of string that you're tying it around with, since it's part of the mitzvah, it's another min here. So Kumna says, with the lulav, with the esrog, it's five minim. And we know you're only allowed to have four. There's Baal Tosif. You're not allowed to take more than four minim. That's why it's puzzled. That's why what you're tied around with, the davka has to be a min of the lulav itself. Tzidrashi, v'maisa minach rino, v'oivim mishum bal taisif, v'oivim yisa bal taisif. Since it's part of the mitzvah to tie it up, you have to tie it up with the min of the lulav itself. V'yoma rova, minoa minolo, how do I know this? T'siv yikud adiklo, mino de lulavu. How do I know then that the bottom sprouts of the palm tree and the bark of the palm tree is also called the min of the lulav? Like you want to tell me now, you're only allowed to have four minim. So lulav is one min. So how come you tell me even the sprouts in the bottom and the bark, so you have to say it's the same type of a lulav. How do I know that?
The Tanya we learned. The Pasuk says, Basuka is Teshvu. Suka shall cold over. You can make a sukkah made out of anything. There's the walls you can make from anything. Divri Rabbi Meir, this is Rabbi Meir Shita. We have Yehudu Reimer, Ain Sukkah, Nehege, Sela, Badala, Minim, Shem Lulav. No, you can only make even the walls of the sukkah from the Dalad Minim of the Lulav. That's the Yehudu Shita. If you had Din Noisin and I make a throw like that, Oma Lulav, just like the Lulav, Shein Noig, Balelis, Kibiyamim, Mitzvah Lulav, on Yom Tip, Zonan, the Gay, Biyayim, at Lila, you can't be Makan, the Mitzvah of Lulav. The Dalad Minim is only by Yom and not by night. Ain a Noig, Ela, Biyabim, Minim. Still, we know the mitzvahs of Dalad Minim. The Torah says, Bedavka, these four Minim, the Lulav, the Adasim, the Arovis, the Esrig, these are the four Minim. And the mitzvah is only in the Gay of Biyam Nabalayla. So, Sukkah, the mitzvah, you have to have a Sukkah, which here means
the Schach of the Sukkah.
That a Sukkah is Noig, Zay Bayam, Zay Balayla. Whenever you want to eat, even at night time, you have to eat in the Sukkah. When you want to sleep at night time, you have to sleep in the Sukkah. So, Ain a Din, isn't it? It's a svara that the sukkah could only be made from the min of dalad minim. That's a yudishita.
Well, our Taisa says over, Abadi is made, it can't be from a double makabal tum. It also has to be only from something grows. But only from these dalad minim and nothing else could the schach be made from.
Yeah. So Amru Lai, the Rabbani answer back to Yehuda, no. Kol din sha'atodon, tchilos elahachmir. Any type of makabal b'chaim you make, that at the beginning true you be machmir. Of the disciple of at the end you want to be makol, ain't a din. That's not called a good kavachayma. You can't make a kavachayma to say, imadach over there the halacha is, so for sure here also should be. But if I say it over here, you be make, we take it away the mitzvah, then you don't say such a kavachayma. What does it mean to say? What's going to be loy motzar bois minim? Let's say you don't find dalad minim. You can't make your walls out of a lulav. You can't make your walls out of adasim. You don't have enough adasim to make the walls. Is ye yoshiv a bottle? You're not going to have a sukkah. The Torah, the Torah says, "Vasukas teishvul shivas yomim." Sukkah shall call davar. Yeah, a sukkah made out of anything you can make the sukkah from. So that's the chomeshita. There's no such limit to say it has to only be made out of the dalad minim.
No, the schach could be made out of anything.
The chayin be Ezra. The same thing it says by Ezra. The Novi said in Nehemiah that Sua Hor, go out to the mountains. The Avio Alei Zayis, bring me the leaves of the olive tree. The Olei Eitz. Shemin, from the same thing. Viole hadas, viole tamarim, the leaves of the tamarim, the palm tree, viole its ovos, and the dasin. The also sukkahs, tekosim, make a sukkah the way it says. So mashmi can use any type of wood to make the sukkah from you. Don't badafka have to use the dalal minim. It says clearly you could use the wood of a zayas of a olive tree, even though the olive is not part of the dalal minim. So you see clearly you're allowed to make the sukkah from anything. It doesn't have to be made from the dalal minim. That's the kash on Rabbi Yehuda. The Mor says now, Rabbi Yehuda, so Rabbi Yehuda says, Hani l'defanis. That no, these things were for the defanis. Olei hadas, v'olei tamorim, v'olei etzobas eschach. Utanan, so now, until the devices here, it's mashma no. That Rabbi Yehuda is saying, that we say, you have to have these dalad minim, it's only for the schach, it's not for the walls. For the walls, Rabbi Yehuda is moed, you can make the walls from anything. But to make the schach, the schach only has to be from something of his dalad minim. You can't use stam a tree for the schach. So therefore, that the Novi said, to bring the zayas, the olive tree, that's only for the walls. The walls is moida. But use of a schach, you can't use branches from an olive tree. You only can bring the branches from the dalad minim. Now, Utanan, we learned, Mesachim b'nisorim, divrei Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda says, you're allowed to use for schach beams, wood. So the Chura, if you tell me now you can only make the schach from the dalad minim, so if so, how could you have a beam from the dalad minim? Where do you get beams from the dalad minim? The dalad minim is only a lulav, an esrig, a hadasim, and a ravis. They don't have any beams. So how could you just say you could use schach made out of nesorim, out of beams, out of wood? There's no wood here. So Alma, what do you have to say? That siv, the ikwa, the dikla, mina the lulavu, shema mina. That Rabbi Yehuda says the dalad minim, true, the lulav, doesn't only mean the lulav, the branch like we use. It also means the bark, it means the wood of the palm tree. So if you take wood from a palm tree, that you could also use for schach. That, therefore, there's a case how you have nesorim, how you can have beams to be used for the schach. Yeah. Fred Gemara, this is true. Me and Rabbi Yehuda, our boss mina min midiachrina loy. Is that true? But Tanya, we learned sichcha b'nisorim shel eres. Says clearly, if you use cedar wood, sheish bo dalot fochim de Yaakov sula, ain bo dalot fochim remeya pois of Yehuda machshir. So you see clearly, you're allowed to use cedar wood. I cedar wood is not from the dalot minim. Olmoydir remeya shem yesh ben nester nester kamo nester shemniach pesa bnei mukshera. That if you have dalot fochim of the cedar wood, and then you have blank, and then another dalot fochim of cedar wood, and in between you put kosher eschach, it becomes kosher. Hey, machsa machsu is kosher. But our core part of the kosher is here. Rabbi Yehuda says if you can make eschach made out of eres, out of a cedar tree. A cedar tree is not from the dalot minim. So Gemara says yes. My eres hadash. You know what the cedar means here? It means dadasim. Kedarav bar Rav Huna. The Yom Rabbi Rav Huna, Amri Bei Rav, still the name of Rav. Asora Minei Arozim Heim. There are 10 different types of Arozim. Shenemar Etoim Bamidbar Eres Shita V'Hadas. So Hadasim are also called the Min Eres. So after it says if you made the wood from an Eres for the Schach, it doesn't mean you use Mamash a cedar tree, but it means you took the wood from a Hadas tree, from the Hadasim. So therefore it's good, if you the Shita is, you could only use for Schach a min of the dalad minim. Other type of branches you can't use for schach. But about the halacha is not like a b'yuda. Halacha is any type of thing that grows you could use for schach. But I call upon him to write here. But that's what a b'yuda says, you have to tie it around with the min lulav. It doesn't only mean the leaves of the lulav itself. It means the leaves or anything that goes off the palm tree. Anything off the palm tree is also called a min of the lulav.